Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 527. Visible translated text is as follows. 17 was very thick. I have been to see Mr. Frank once in jail. I mentioned to him that I saw him that day. Mr. Frank and I were only business friends. We have had pleasant business transactions and also controversies. I did not go to jail to talk it over with him. I went there because I had been knowing him for 5 or 6 years and was interested in him, because he was implicated in the case. We were not personal friends, but have had a great many business dealings with each other, and I naturally felt an interest in this matter. Miss Rebecca Carson, sworn for the defendant. I work at the National Pencil Company. I have been there over 3 years. I work on the 4th floor. I am forelady of the sorting department. I have from 13 to 15 girls under me. At times I have heard the elevator running when the machinery in the factory was not running. It makes a noticeable noise. You can notice the vibration of the building, and you can notice the ropes of the elevator running, and you can hear the cables of the elevator knocking. On Friday, April 25th, I got my pay about 5:30 from the office. On Saturday, I saw Mr. Frank looking at the parade in front of Rich's between 2:20 and 2:25. He spoke to me. I saw him again in 10 minutes to 3 going into Jacob's Pharmacy at the corner of Whitehall in Alabama. Saint, I looked at the clock at that time. On Monday morning, I said to Jim Conley, "Where were you Saturday? Were you in the factory?" He said, "I was so drunk, I don't know where I was or what I did." And Snowball, who was standing there, said, "I can prove where I was." Also overheard a conversation that he had with my mother when he said Mr. Frank was just as innocent as an angel. And when my mother said, "The murder will be the Negro Mrs. White saw sitting on a box at the foot of the stairs." Jim dropped his broom quick and didn't finish.